This is the Threads Ask a Bookseller series, where we check in with booksellers all over the country to hear what books they are most excited about right now. I'm Tracy Mumford, a producer for NPR's The Thread, and this week I talked with Kate Jacobs, one of the owners of Little City Books in Hoboken, New Jersey. And Kate, who comes from a Russian family herself, recommended Keith Gessen's novel, A Terrible Country, for how real it felt. The novel follows a man who moves to the U.S. from Russia as a child. He grows up totally American, majors in Russian studies, and finds himself as an out-of-luck grad student, unable to find a job, when he gets a call.
His brother, who has stayed in Russia and is sort of a wheeler-dealer oligarch, says, "You have to come take care of Grandma, because I've got to get out of the country. I'm in trouble," essentially. So he says, okay. So he goes back, and he lives in this apartment in the middle of Moscow with his grandmother. And the grandmother is the most wonderful character. She's a very elderly and frail Jewish lady who was very much part of the political resistance in her time. She's fading, but she's brilliant at word games, and she's has very strong feelings about what's going on in Russia. And he lives a life, you know, he's not only looking after his grandmother, he meets a girl, he gets involved disastrously in some politics. Just this utterly real, modern, present description of what it would be like and what it is like to be there at this time. And it's very harsh, and it's full of violence and incongruities, but it's also truly full of the Russian spirit, and there's the warmth and the character of what Russian people are like. So it's very moving.
That was Kate Jacobs from Little City Books in Hoboken, New Jersey, recommending Keith Gessen's novel, A Terrible Country. For more about this book and other great reads, go to nprnews.org/thread.